Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, in which I shall occasionally shout, "Death to America!" Not a sentiment I necessarily support, but it is the chant du jour. How do we make sense of an Iran which is simultaneously shouting, "Death to America!" and negotiating peace with America? Well, the quickest route is not to be deafened by the shouting. That is not to say those doing this bellowing are not sincere. After all, if the Islamic Republic is not revolutionary, what is it? However, they need to shout to be noticed in order to be part of the negotiations. The annual "Death to America!" demonstrations were held this week on the 34th anniversary of the US embassy crisis, in which 52 Americans were held hostage for 444 days. Don't worry, I'm not going to say "Death to America" again. The demonstrations were organised by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, and they were larger than in recent years, and they coincided with negotiations on the nuclear issue in Geneva. Now, this seemingly contradictory stance actually makes sense. The IRGC has massive commercial interests in Iran, and thus it wants a say in the negotiations, which are about lifting sanctions against Iran in return for freezing uranium enrichment. Behind this outline are complicated details involving trade deals and the international banking system. By shouting more loudly than in recent years, the IRGC is reminding the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, that it demands to be part of the process. It also reminds the Americans that behind Rouhani's reaching out is a potential iron fist if concessions are not made. The senior Iranian leadership is also manoeuvring around the negotiations, both internally and externally. President Rouhani is trying not to appear too soft to his internal enemies, using statements such as, "The government is not optimistic about the Westerners and the current negotiations." At the same time, his boss, the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, gave a public slap to Rouhani's opponents. Referring to those inside the IRGC who've criticised Rouhani's team for talking to the Americans, he said, "They have a difficult mission, and no one has the right to weaken an official who is doing his job." The last piece of this week's jigsaw was put in place with the final communique by those behind the demonstrations. It said, "Sanctions removal is our minimum demand." By no coincidence, that is also Rouhani and Khamenei's demand. Khamenei may have kept the IRGC in check, but he also allowed them to demonstrate their power. So shouting or talking, the message was coherent and will have been heard in Washington, D.C. That message is, you need to give us something. But the message back is, you need to give us something. The negotiations are about who goes first. That's the shouting Foreign Matters. See you next time.